The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Live from the Bell House in Brooklyn, please welcome to the stage the host of Unhinged with Chris Clemons, Chris Clemons!
Yes, as if there's a live band. It's literally an audio recording. New York! This is a trip and a half. I did a live episode and live show in Philly. What month is... Okay, Amtrak riders. Okay, Megabus mileage thing. They don't have a mileage... I don't know what you just said, but you sounded confident. Work. But I did a show in Philly, and that geographically, I guess, technically was a home show. This, y'all have my heart, like, I'm like scared. I'm like, look at the table, look at your iPad, like, channel your inner iPad kid. You are at dinner, watch whatever fucking iPad kids watch. This is crazy. Like, I just want to thank you all so much for coming and spending your Sunday here. This is crazy. I'm like, guys, we might need a second glass of wine. Like, I'm like, oh. I, if you don't know, went to college here in the city. Shout out to my other girlies who are or have experienced college debt. Yeah, like this city, I feel like I didn't grow up here, but I feel like I grew up here. Don't laugh. That makes it sound even dumber in my head. I'm like, oh, fuck. These people are already like, why did we pay for this? But like, I just feel like I really became we're not going to finish that sentence, but like, who I was meant to be. But like, it just, I feel like I learned so much about life, and I don't know. I've just had like some... This one time, I mean, I talked about it on my 30th birthday episode, but my friend Emily and I went on like some influencer trip, and this is back when like influencer trips were like exciting. I mean, I was never on like the Tarte one, so take it with a grain of salt. But like Milk Makeup, shout out to them. They did not pay me. They took a bunch of influencers to Montauk. I wasn't even invited. I was a plus one. Glad you got that on video. Great. Yeah, I was a plus one. But we went to Montauk, and I'd never been, but, like, the Hamptons and, like, all that was, like, I was like, what? What is this place? So we go, and my friend Emily is like, Chris, you cannot embarrass me. I was like, no, I would never. Yeah, like long story short, I was in the back of a Sprinter van on a metal trunk bed on the Long Island Expressway or whatever, where there was apparently like the most potholes they had ever had. I just remember like just hitting metal. Yeah, so a lot of really good memories here. I'm really excited. Now, you guys are live, but if you're not, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged wherever you get your episodes. We put up video episodes, youtube.com/@unhinged. There's an after show, not today. Oh God, second episode in a row. Womp womp. and then rate and review. It's a fucking fun time. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, all that shit out of the way. I wanna bring one of you on stage. I sent out an email and then followed up to that email with just what I know best, cyberbullying y'all. Like, guys, the worst city so far. That conversion rate. I'm not someone who uses that word. That was not good. So, is Catherine in the room? There might be a few. This was about getting back with your ex. Yeah, get up here. Make some noise for Catherine. I told y'all, y'all would be coming on stage, so wait, oh, there's Catherine. Okay, ventriloquist Catherine. There's stairs there, so however that works. Just the stairs are here. Guys, make some noise for Catherine. I mean, like, Jesus Christ, take your time.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm really nervous now.
Well,
it's not gonna go well.
No, it's gonna be great. Your question started off with, should I get back with my ex? So it's immediately off to a great start. I love when audience members just take the mic. I'm like, wow, like, I'm even scared to do that. You said, should I get back with my ex? We were together 3.5 years, and I broke up with him in December, sort of quickly. He was late to my brother's wedding reception and generally low commitment for a lot of things that were important to me. I'm sorry to be reading this on stage. Okay, lesson learned. I'll read it before the people come up. But we're here. He is a really good guy. We would volunteer together, and we are from the same hometown. He has been begging for me back since the breakup, telling me he knows I deserve more, and he's ready to step up.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Immediately now. Yeah.
Guys, order in the fucking courtroom. Order. Order.
This is tough.
So why did you break up sort of quickly? Like, I know the late to the thing, but, like, why was it quickly? You just, like, had to go?
So, like, the last couple months were, like, getting tough, but my brother's wedding was the beginning of December, and I was feeling like it almost would have been worse to do it before the wedding because then, like, we're there, my family.
Why? That's why a second plate that's
no,
already ordered that is
thing.
Not spoken for. I'm like, at a wedding, that's a win.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, I didn't want it to be about me. It's about my brother. It's just, like, rather,
you're
like,
a very good sibling.
Yeah.
My brother's wedding, I was like, how are we gonna fuck this up?
So that was the beginning of December, and then I also had plans to do, like, have a Christmas party December 15th.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
No, I knew you were younger than me, but, like, wow, you're having Christmas party? I'm like, how do I get out of Christmas parties? Wow,
no,
good for you.
No, it was a good time. It was a good time.
No, good.
So it was going to be, like, split between his friends and my friends, and I was so excited. And so then the week leading up to that, he had to go to California for work. And so I'm like...
Is that confirmed work, or is it work?
No.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. No. Not cheating. Definitely not.
No, yeah.
So I was the one that was doing all the prep. I was getting all the alcohol, getting all the decorations, like getting everything ready. And then,
a woman doing everything? That's crazy.
So God damn. The day comes, and now it's the party, and he's back in New York, and I'm like, hey, like, can you come over at 7 to, like, help me move everything?
He didn't mention this. He missed the fucking party?
No. What time do you think he...
I'm, like, ready to beat the shit out of him.
I asked him to come at 7 o'clock. What time do you think he arrived?
9:30.
Shut up!
We're going to the place to buy lottery tickets.
So then, I hadn't seen him all week. And the party happens. We actually have a good time at the party. Like, we're having fun, whatever. But I'm, like, pissed, okay? Like, I'm always already still mad about the fact that he was late to my brother's
wedding. No, I
figured
when you said we had a great time at the party, yeah. I was like, there was not a great time
had
at that party.
Yeah.
I was like, there were just people at that party that you couldn't be mad in front of.
Yeah. So anyway, the party's over. And now, you know, he's like, great, I haven't seen you all week. I've been in California. I'm so excited to be here. Like, we're going to, like, get down to it. And I'm like... I'm not feeling it.
Meet chastity belt.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't pretend to, like, want to get down with you right now. Like, it's not happening. So we, like, had a really bad night. We were up all night. He was pacing around the room. He's like, I'm so upset that you're, like, upset right now. Like, I can't sleep. Like,
really,
I should
not
leave.
Not meaning, like, to laugh. I just feel like I'm there and I'm so uncomfortable.
No.
I'm like,
it's,
oh,
you
my
know,
God, my parents are getting divorced. So.
Yeah. So then... then that was kind of it, and then I had plans the next day, and, like, his dad was having a birthday party. He, like, wanted me to come. I was like, I can't do that. And then Sunday, I went back to the hometown. We live close to here in the suburbs, and we did the classic, like, pick me up from the train station, drive to a parking lot, and I was like, it's done.
Or maybe, we're getting down to that. I have to ask, what volunteering did you guys do together?
Yeah.
Like, let's just make one thing clear before you answer. Volunteering does not make you a good person. Thank you, and good night.
That's true.
When you said that, I was like, okay, that is red flags 1, 3, 5, and 9.
So shout out God's Love We Deliver in New York City. It's a fantastic organization.
Love this.
It was really great. We would go every week. We like helped kitchen prep. They give food to people in need, and mostly like, I think it started actually as an AIDS foundation, and then, it turned into mostly like people that are ill and need like healthy food in order
do
to
do you
like,
guys run on donations?
Continue.
Or do they?
It's not my organization.
Yeah, no, I realize that like put a lot more on your shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nonprofit.
All right. Well, maybe we'll put a link down below. Everybody go check it out. And
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Totally in the Tito's sweatshirt, obsessed. Right, totally. Like, okay, so you guys would volunteer there. And why are you considering getting back with him? That sounded so much more judgmental than I intended, but there, I don't think, was a way for me to ask that.
Yeah.
What are the pros?
The pros are...
Well, guys, the good things about him were... Hold on. One more second. Get ready for this one. Is the internet connection broken? Yeah, okay, sorry, continue. Oh, boy.
Just, I think the fact that we were like grew up in the same place, so we met after college, even though we both grew up in the same hometown and like went to the same high
school.
So
do you feel it's like a nostalgia bond almost?
Yeah, like it feels really comfortable and familiar, and like we met during COVID, so like I spent a lot of time with his family and like his dogs.
Guys, first and foremost, shut up. Second of all, this is a safe space. I feel like there's a hand signal for that. I don't know it, but. Okay, so there's like the nostalgia easy.
Yeah, he was great to travel with. We like went on trips together. He actually
Where'd you go?
Oh my God. Well, you went to Vietnam and Cambodia.
Oh, okay.
And California.
No shade to Vietnam. Just definitely was like picturing like Bora Bora or like just, whoa, okay, wow, y'all are really solid. Okay, no, that was helpful, but whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it. Okay, yeah. Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. California, road tripping, skiing, yeah. All the stuff.
Okay.
So
you, in your nicest, most non-judgmental tone, what are the thoughts? Get back together, make some noise.
Oh. Yikes. You didn't even hear the worst of it, really.
That was honest.
Yeah. Thank you.
So after hearing that, I love when... Oh my God, I almost just missed the seat. When you hear that, does that push you one way? Or don't hear that, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, so his birthday's coming up. He's going to be 27. And
okay. And
I just, it's like...
I knew he was older. I fucking knew it.
And like, he needs to, I think, experience some more life. Like, I think if we get back together, it might be...
This is you time.
Yeah.
This is you time.
Yeah.
Catherine, this is you time. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I mean, honestly, though, let me introduce you to something fun called Friends with Benefits.
Oh, yeah.
He sounds like idiot number one for that. Or maybe not. If you're here, you're sweet. Thanks for buying a ticket. I would just, like, have fun.
I think it's time to have a
I think
fun.
It's time for you to have your own Christmas parties, just you, doll.
Yes.
Let's give it up for Catherine for
Thank
being
you guys.
This brave. Oh, wow. Okay. The conversion rate was small here, but it was mighty. That was really something. Catherine, seriously, like, woo. You were, like, I don't mean that condescendingly. That was, like, everybody who comes up on the stage, I'm like, I don't know if I would do that. Although I guess at a Miranda Sings concert in like 2014, I did that and did a Miranda Sings and yeah. All right. Now, because we're in New York, pivot. I thought it would be kind of fun to do a little bit of a game. Yes. Ooh. Oh. Woo. Yeah. Look at you. I see. Yeah. I'm pointing at you. Stop. Yeah. There you go. Who are you looking at? No, I'm talking to you. Okay. Every time I do a show, I'm like, wow, this is a very honest mirror. I thought we would do a fun game of Fuck, Marry, Kill, New York City edition. Thank you. San Francisco, if you're listening, that's how you approach my ideas for a podcast episode. I was like, it was around the holidays, and I was like, let's do some fun holiday shit. Fuck that. I was like, let's do, I forget what the topic was. It was like, just so, I was like, don't process that one, Chris, just let it go. They were like, I was like, does that have fun? It was like the response to Catherine of, should she get back? I was like, no, that's where I would love you guys to blindly follow me. Like, if I'm jumping, you're jumping. We have 5 rounds. Round 1 is cheap drunk food. Oh, okay. I was like, don't fight me, bitch. I'm ready to stand up for myself. All right. We have... I've already come up with these. Thank you. Love. Love the energy. What is that you're drinking? Okay. I love the... This? Are you... Oh, there's a second cup. No, okay, I see why you're wearing a Tito's sweatshirt. Round 1. Ding, ding. Street hot dog. No, the game has not started. Street hot dog. $1 pizza. Shut up. Yeah, I know. We all are gonna have the same eruption. And halal.
The room is divided.
I think. Okay. If I were to do this, I would probably... Well, okay, this is in like an ideal world where I wouldn't become Octomom if I ate gluten. $1 pizza would be Mary, because that is... That's a lifelong relationship to me. Thank you. How many of us here have divorced parents? Yeah, okay, got it. Just checking. All of us screaming. Yeah, yes, lifelong commitment. Seen this film. I would put halal as fuck because that's good. Like every now and then, you know? You're, okay. It's rude to point. And then street hot dog. Listen, I'm sure they are wonderful ladies. I don't think for me. Like, hot dogs are already a tough sausage to swallow. Are we acting like I love a hot dog when, like, I really do. Like, that's like the fucked up part is like, I know it's in it. And I'm like, I still sometimes crave a hot dog. Are we feeling good about that assessment? Who said no? Someone screamed no with their chest. It was like first 3 rows here. No, I'm hearing things, got to. Don't I look stupid? Round 2, New York City characters. I'm gonna say the first one, we're arguing to know one of the positions, and that was slurring brought to you by alcohol. First up, I look at this name and I get fight or flight. We were what? And suddenly you understand. Andy Cohen. Yeah, I guess this is a pretty current event for me to put him in there. George Santos. Is it possible to get another glass of Sauvignon Blanc? This went too quick. I'll pay after the show. I'll do the thing. No, none of you are gonna buy anything else tonight. No, I know you have a surplus. It's okay. No, I know. I got you. No, I know you're wearing a Tito's hoodie. You are like one of the few people I can see. All right, so for New York characters, I wonder who I'm gonna kill. You know you're a piece of shit when I would rather pick a Republican senator or something over you. George Santos steals, but at least he admits it. Sorry, I worked for We Were What? Not like, okay. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, not like that. My first like job, like, no, no. It was like my like 100th job, but like my first like job. Like, I got it like a few months before graduating. It was at a tech startup. And let's hear it. Thank you. Oh my God, I love your outfit. Wow, I should have stepped my video. Also, guys, just a reminder, please tip the bartenders. I don't know if there's servers here, but also tip them if there are. Just would like to throw that out there. Yeah, my first job, like, I guess out of college, but I got it still in college. That was like me trying to laugh as if I wasn't just burping. I worked at this tech startup that did like apps and blogs for like celebrities. And clearly that word is being thrown on pretty loosely. Does anybody remember the... Does anyone remember the Chris Clemens app? Shout out to you! I have no fucking prize for you, whoever that... I think it was that direction, although last time I did that was wrong. I worked with her, and the first email I got was ended with, "Come on, guys, time is money." I was like... Not at this job, honey. I have a salary. I think I have a screenshot to this day. I also worked with JWoww, who the first email I got from her was, "Sorry, I'm at the vag doctor." If it wouldn't take me a while to find, I would really try and find that one for you guys. That one, what a woman. Woo! All right, so we're killing WWW, because saying that feels like she would try and do something. I would, wow, I didn't think about the other two options. I was like, ha-ha, we're killing tonight. Andy Cohen and George, I would, where, I'm gonna lean on y'all. Marry Andy, okay, that's kind of what I'm thinking. No? Are you dating her? Okay, let's hear about your man crush on Andy Cohen, Mr. Bravo. Bravo, bravo, fucking bravo. I'm looking at you. The front row, can we switch them out? I'm just kidding. No, you're a party. You're a night. Not you voting for segregation. I didn't say it, she did. She said that side. I don't fuck with that. I love everyone's like, why did I come here? The doors are like trickling out. People are like, I'm not gonna be subject to this. Why Andy Cohen not being Mary?
I don't know, I think George Santos is more fun.
You think George Santos is more fun? He has a whole career ahead of him. Okay, that's just because he did a Z-Way interview. You're like hook, line, and sinker. I think I'd have to fuck George Santos and marry Andy Cohen. Yeah. To each... Okay, straight man. Round three. Just kidding. Round three. New York City men. We have the finance bro. I have not finished the list. Lower East Side skater. I'm loving y'all tonight. You guys are having the reactions. Oh, okay. Clean up on aisle row two. And then we have a Bushwick gay. Y'all are like, we're them, girl. Oh, fuck. Okay, hear me out. Listen, I think I'd kill the Bushwick guy. I don't want to marry a DJ. I don't. A finance bro is insane, but stable. Financially. And also, none of this game is meant to be taken seriously. I guess I should have said that from the top. We were what? You have no case. No, I think I would kill the finance bro in a sec. No, guys, you gotta think about the bigger picture here, not just one night in paradise, you freaks. I would fuck the LES skater, for sure. So they're out of the picture. And it's not that I have anything against the people I'm killing, except maybe in other rounds. I just love making it abundantly clear. It's just that I do think about life, and if I didn't have to work, you know what? Yeah, I could deal with finance bro taking steroids. I could. Do you know how long of hours they work? All that time, alone. Honestly, the standards for them are so low, no disrespect if you are in the room. Love you. They could cheat on me. It would be like the one exception I would make to cheating. As long as I have access to that bank account, go crazy. I know that sound makes me sound shallow. I don't give a fuck. I am tired of what? Working. Although this is fun. Y'all have like really put some wind beneath my wings. All right, round four, scary clubs. I have just very specific memories at all of these. First up, we have Marquee. And apologies, these are about like 7 years old from when I'm timestamping them. Well, some of these. We Were What is still a piece of shit to this day. Marquee, and then we have Tau. You can take your pick which location. Don't think it will help. Le Bain, I love... Ooh, what did you say? And what's your take on the pool, which is a hot tub? What's your take? You like fucking in it? No. Again, no judgment. This is science. Shh. My hearing is going, okay? I need literal silence. Why, do you like or hate the bath? Shut, yeah, we got it. In your clothes? Did they come off? Okay, yeah, I can't tell which one's worse, honestly, if the clothes stayed, because there are people who take off their clothes. If you don't know, Le Bain is a club in New York at the top of a standard hotel on the High Line, and it's known for its view, like a travel advisor, I guess. There's views, there's also like a fucking glorified hot tub. I remember when I was in college, people would literally take off their clothes and get in their underwear. If I've learned anything, thank you, the front row is pulling through for once. I don't know why I love dragging y'all. It's like, that's how you know I love you, is because I bully you. So Le Bain to me was gonna be, it is a fun vibe because you get to see everybody getting some sort of disease in that pool. Did you come out with anything fun or you came out unscathed? Huh? You have all limbs. Did you need antibiotics for anything? No? Oh. I don't know what you're on. I love it, though. I'm just like totally. Do you have openings to be a life coach? I'm going to kill Marquee because that really, there's just no redeeming quality. I was there. Oh, my God, the way I wish... I want to say the influencer who I thought was, I remember. Is she still like a thing? No shade. I'm just like so detached. Chantel Jeffries. Do we like her?
Yes!
Okay, I'm just, there's no she or tea or shade or she or her. All I remember is just sitting there. I was a plus one at this event as well. I was sitting there just watching her face tune a picture. No. There's no shade in this. It just was like, ugh. Facetune a picture for like an hour. And like, I used to Facetune, like I get it. I honestly think Facetune is like a modern day art. Like I could really do shit in there and people are like, what? Like I had a photographer friend be like, I would love for you to retouch, you just cannot use Facetune. And I was like, you think I'm that good? So I just have like weird, and the person I went with, it was just, yeah. So Kill Marquee, I will fuck Tao. Tao is like a fun night if you've got the right outfit, like to get in. And then LeBain, I would marry, because that you could go a bunch of times and I feel like survive. All right, and lastly, we have New York City side hustles, round five. I realize that we spent more time on this than I thought we could have ever. First up, we have weed dealer. Next up, we have dog walker, and finally, we have a movie extra / seat filler. Considering that when I lived here in the early 2010s, I wanted to fuck my weed dealer, so I would fuck my weed dealer. I was in the Container Store the other day. They sell the exact containers that my weed came in, and I was like, is that why it was $60 for an eighth? Shocked. And then I was a dog walker, and that was really hell. There really is nothing worse. But okay, at simultaneously, the best, because I walked that dog for 10 minutes and clocked in an hour. So are you, got it. I would have to kill dog walking because it seems fun. You see like the picture, I'm not saying I would kill dogs, guys. I'm just saying I would kill the job of dog walker. Also, that's the time. Great to know. I thought that was a countdown. I was like, I have 8 minutes. I was like, roll, roll. I was a movie extra and that shit made me feel like I was Celine Dion. Not getting snubbed at the Oscars, but like in her moment. Was I a seat filler? I don't think I was ever a seat filler. My roommate was. Being a movie extra? I literally was convinced I was like on Forbes 30 under 30. I was like, I'm one of the richest kids in America. And I'm like, it's just because you made like $1,000 in like a week, which I guess it doesn't sound that impressive now, but no, I mean it is, but like I just mean like with the course of inflation, I feel like now in a week you need to make more. Like apartments didn't cost what they used to. Ugh, now I sound old. All right, I'd fuck weed dealer, I would marry movie extra, and I would kill dog walking. And that concludes Fuck, Marry, Kill. Like I said, by the end of that, I did like the classic podcast activity, and I was like, I'm kind of over this segment. All right, is Jaden in the room for a Chris's Court? Here, yes, you are. There's stairs right there. Get on up here and make some noise for Jaden. Guys, this takes balls to come up here. Like, I am even like, all right. Thank you so much for filling out this fucking Google form. Do you know what it's like to have to, one, make a Google form and, two, push a Google form? New low. Okay, so you're a sex symbol. Obsessed. Okay. Here we go. This isn't advice, it's a Chris's Court. Was it wrong for me to not invite my roommate to my birthday dinner? Opinions in the house. So, my question. My list of questions. How did you guys become roommates? Was it random?
So, I actually live in a house with 6 other people.
And are you in a model house?
I don't think so.
You're like, I don't even know what that is, you fucking boomer.
Okay, I live out on Long Island. So I live out on Long Island.
Okay. Oh, so, okay. This makes more sense. Long Island. Thank you to everybody who took the Long Island Railroad. Represent.
So all 6 of my roommates are in the same sorority.
I almost just straight up vomited. All 6 of your roommates are in a sorority?
Yeah, I'm the one guy.
No, I know I look pretty dumb. I did that math instantaneously. Yeah. Okay. So? Oh my God. So you, I'm getting it now. You didn't invite one of the six people?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm about to crowd surf. Huh? No, I support it too because you did what you did for you, and that seems empowerment. So, you moved. Okay, this, my list of questions just went tenfold. You have six roommates that are all in a sorority. Did you have like one gateway, or were all six of them a gateway into this house?
One of them's my best friend.
Okay,
yeah.
So you, did you know the people going into, you're wearing an Ian Charms hat.
Yes.
Lisa, you fucking better. Okay. Sorry, she owns the brand and it's so exciting. Continue. I'm like, where am I?
So like, I knew of them, but I've, like I had met them, but I'd never.
Yeah,
like,
that wins a noob.
Like, hung out with them.
Okay. So you invited the person you knew going into it.
Yes.
Okay. Immediately, yeah, you're allowed to not invite the person. What did they do that made you not want to invite them?
Oh, wait, correction, sorry. I invited someone I didn't know going into it. I've lived with them
since
June. Did you ask if I invited the person I knew going
into it? No, why didn't you invite the one roommate?
Oh,
if you knew of them, but only...
Because
I think going into this, knowing one of them is... Sorry, I totally cut you off, but like... Now I'm confused where we are in this equation. I think as long as you invited the friend you knew going into this, you're set.
Okay.
Being a nosy bitch, I want to know what the one roommate did to not get an invite.
I didn't invite her because she comes home at 2 a.m. and wears her boots on the second floor and stomps. She is passive.
That sounds like a Taylor Swift song. She comes home at 2 a.m. with her stomping boots and stomp, 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 stomp.
And then she's passive aggressive towards all of us.
So is the consensus that no one likes her?
Oh, yeah.
Let's kill her! Guys, no!
All six of us, we hide in our rooms when she's home.
Loud and clear, Captain. Loud and clear.
I've had one one-on-one conversation with her.
So it just...
And it was only because she started the conversation because I wasn't going to talk to her. But we were in the kitchen.
That is such a specific New York roommate situation. None of my other friends have this. They were just, oh, wow. Okay, so does she know you guys don't like her?
We think she's coming around to the idea.
This is like having an ill dog that really has a low quality of life.
Well,
put it down. You have to tell her.
Currently, we think she only thinks I hate her. Because she's still...
And the other six, five people?
Yeah.
She think...
Well, because she keeps going to the other six, or the other five, and saying...
Even you can't keep track, I'm upset.
Yeah.
It's because they're what? They're all sorority sisters. Oh. I totally forgot that aspect of this roller coaster. You're a sorority sister. Kappa Beta? No. She said, no. Shut the fuck up, you little f-. Okay, so yeah, okay. So it's not that dramatic, it's just that we all hate the bitch.
Yeah.
Work. Okay, I can get down with that. We've all been there. Make some noise for Jaden. Oh my God, that is wild. Now, before we carry on, I would like to say that this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, as a lot of you guys know, I am very vocal about my mental health and therapy and the journey I've been on with therapy. And I just think it was something that was so stigmatized when I was younger and has turned out to be one of the greatest things I've chosen to do for myself. I think a lot of people go through life wishing they had more time or wondering what is a priority for them and what's important for them. And I think therapy helps you find what matters to you. And I also think it allows you to want to do more. of whatever that is. I've found with therapy, talking about your life or your problems or even your thought processes to somebody who has an unbiased perspective is one of the most important, most valuable things that you can do. And I've seen it happen in my own life. Personally speaking, I'm someone who overthinks everything, and to be able to get these thoughts out and recognize that some of them are irrational and some of them don't serve a purpose other than being fueled by anxiety, I think therapy is so crucial. So if you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And a great aspect about this is that you are actually able to switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. And that's something I think a lot of people fail to understand with therapy is that, listen, on your first try with a new therapist, you might not feel like it's a fit. On your third time with that therapist, it might not be a good fit and you might go find a new therapist. Finding the right person to talk to is such an integral part of the process of therapy. So with all of that said, if you want to learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp, visit betterhelp.com/unhinged today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/unhinged. I'm telling you, therapy is something that you don't want to push off because it might be uncomfortable or scary. Those things that are uncomfortable and scary tend to be the things that push you the most forward. So thank you so much again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Now, before we carry on, I'd like to thank another sponsor of today's episode, which is Factor. I don't think I'm alone when I feel that eating better is something that I want to get better at. And it's literally so easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Not only is every meal fresh and never frozen, but it's also chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. And even for you picky eaters out there, you'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. And what I love about Factor is I feel like they really think about just the entire day as opposed to maybe just dinner or a lunch. Now, on top of the 2-minute meals, which are restaurant quality and are ready to heat up and eat wherever you are, you can also discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. I think something that always sort of deters me from cooking is the prepping and the mess cleanup. But with Factor, they're ready to heat and eat. So there's no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup. Now, if you need something that's flexible with your schedule, you can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. And also, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. Overall, Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options with no cooking. And they've even done the math for you, and Factor is less expensive than takeout, which, as someone who orders a lot of takeout, Factor has been major. So if you want to give Factor a try, head to factormeals.com/unhinged50 and use code unhinged50 to get 50% off. That's code unhinged50 at factormeals.com/unhinged50 to get 50% off. Thank you so much, Factor, for sponsoring another episode of Unhinged, and let's get back to the episode. Now here's a game that I think I'm going to be the one regret bringing up. I want you guys, and not in like a Animal Planet kind of way, I want you guys to say words, and I'm going to play word association with a New York City memory of mine. Because if only I showed myself on the internet the way I could have been shown on the internet. Like, oh my God, back then, I... Who are you? And you don't know me. All right, so who's got a fun word? Poppers. What did you say? No, someone write, shh. Poppers? Oh, okay, the story that's coming to mind isn't a New York City story, but it was like in Connecticut, so that feels like just a little extension. And it has nothing to do, like I was living in LA at the time, so this is a big whoopsies. I didn't really get into poppers until this experience. I was, let me think of the legal loopholes to get through real quick. I think this should be fine. No, not in that way. I mean contractual. I was flown out by a brand to Connecticut to go on a haunted adventure. There's a vlog. Or allegedly. I'm really stressed out now. I'm like, uh-oh. Anyway, so I hooked up with a stranger. They were a teacher and they pulled out poppers. And I was like, wow, this does feel good. And that was my first experience with poppers. And ever since, guys, I've had friends tell me, they really burned some holes in your brain. I was like, okay, so I guess I'm on a chastity popper session? Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, next word. What? I'm gonna save that one for stand-up after this. It's coming, don't worry.
Influencer.
Influencer, 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 influencer. See, living in New York, there weren't really any, and also that wasn't a term. And it was gorgeous. Like, the sun beat warmer. Life was happier, and like I just wasn't so ashamed. Influencer, let's see, pugs? What? Love? Aw, love. I hooked up with an army vet, and they had a PTSD outbreak in the middle of it. Love. That was actually one of my last few weeks, within the last 2 weeks of me living in the city. I was like, and it's time to go. Yeah, that will one day probably make it into a stand-up set. That I really try and forget happened. I was like legit scared. Yeah. And we were like right next to the Lincoln Tunnel and I was like, this is either a great thing or a bad thing. What's another word? I'm so scared now. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting a flashback in the middle of it. Subway?
Uber!
Well, I just said Subway, but I love the projection of that voice. Is that my manager? No, I can't see a fucking thing. Subway. I remember freshman year of college being that person taking photo shoots on the subway. Not on the subway, like the train. I had like enough, yes, the platform. But then I did a photo shoot where I was drinking out of a vodka bottle. If you work for Tito's, tell them. Well, then this conversation's over. I was drinking out of like a, no, it was like not Tito's. I don't think Tito's was Tito's a thing? Maybe it was, but like I wasn't gluten intolerant. Well, I probably was. I just didn't know it. I was just drinking like Smirnoff and yeah, the cheap shit. Or not Smirnoff, Burnett's. Yeah, guys, I know that should have stayed in high school. Shut the fuck up. Anyways, I was doing a shoot and then a cop gave me a warning for public drinking and also being underage. Suddenly I'm like, okay, this game really has to end. Let's do like two more words. Washington Square Park. That feels planted, it was not. Washington Square Park, I lived off of freshman year of college. Mm-hmm, whoa. I had a lot of really great experiences. I had a really lot of terrible experiences. For one, I saw Alec Baldwin. Yeah, interesting is a great adjective that I heard. I went up to him because I'm from Delaware, so celebrities were top of the priority. I was like, holy fuck, a famous person? I'm about to stunt on all these hoes from back home. I don't know how to describe it, it's just the truth. I went up to Alec Baldwin. He's sitting in Washington Square Park alone. So like, I was like, ugh, I was the worst with celebrity. Like, sort of being on the other side, I'm like, oh my God, Chris. I went up to him, I was like, hi, can I have a picture with you? And he was like, no. I was like, he didn't get up. I think he like barely looked at me. And I was like, okay. And I just kept walking to class. Another experience I had, that is the pigeon lady still alive?
Yeah.
That's a conflicting feeling because I'm like, oh yay, and then I'm also like, yay. The pigeon lady thought I wanted the pigeons. I was just sitting on a bench waiting for a friend. So she brought one pigeon over. And then that one brought all the rest. And then I was covered in pigeons. And no one even took a fucking picture. That's the word. I don't even have, like, something to get out of it. Washington Square Park is a little cursed for me. Like, okay, we'll do one last one. Same. What happened to you? Oh. Okay. Said, I don't know how to hurt, I know how to kill. That was me at the pigeon lady. I was like, respectfully, Miss Pigeon Lady, I don't know how to hurt, I know how to kill. Say goodbye to your pigeons. All right, is Sarah in here, who has a thing with her husband's best friend? No, guy. I'm trying to, okay, yeah, I forgot the note I made earlier. Sarah says, I hate my husband's best friend. That's it. Signed, sealed, delivered. Get the fuck up here. Make some noise for Sarah. Sarah, 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 Sarah. Oh.
Oh, shit.
I am warm. I'm sweating my balls off. You're so cold?
Freezing.
Wow, I wish. Okay. You hate your husband's best friend.
I didn't know.
Let's get into it.
Well, he's a straight white male.
Is that his only thing going? Or did something specific happen?
He voted for Trump.
And the veil thins.
So it was last summer, and this is...
Wait, no, sorry. I know that like really set you up. Does your husband know you hate his best friend?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, he does.
We love an honest, healthy,
and
long-term relationship.
And I told him, I said, if you met him today, you would not be friends with him.
Oh, my God, is he still friends with him? Like, the nostalgia thing of you wanting to get in with him? Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, no, guys, we're all suffering from the same thing. Oh, that's crazy. Anyways, okay, paint the picture.
I was just one drunk night. I was by, like, totally myself. My best friend was next to me, and I was just having time of my life, and he was over. And that's it. And the next day, he was like, she was so rude to me, she attacked me. Attacked? What do you mean attacked? I was myself. So me being myself attacked this white man. Oh my God.
I'm obsessed with this monologue. Like, you really were like, Chris is gonna bully me and I'm gonna come with a monologue. Okay. Wait, so do you know each other?
Yes.
Work.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Y'all are fucked in the head. Okay, so what, in these moments, like let me just tell you, I'm on your side. In these moments, I've had similar-ish things happen, not in like a different font, where like people said I did something and I was like, I really don't remember that. And then you sort of internalize it. Is there anything that you feel like he could have been like, bye?
No.
Like, okay. Oh, I'm just...
No.
No, that's fine. But like I play this game with myself of like, we're going to look inward. Scary.
I don't
okay,
know.
So just... nothing, like, did you guys have like, an argument, like, even just, like, a verbal disagreement?
So like, I was almost blacked just, like, out when this happened. But my best friend that was so rude told me I didn't, okay?
Oh, God. Oh, God, every time after I'm blackout, I am doing damage control. Sometimes physical damage control. I'm like, I stood on the table and it broke. How many tables? Okay, so you can't think of anything.
No, but because my sober best friend was next to me.
Okay, were. Oh my God.
That's what it is. Like, she was like,
everybody
no, you
get a
were
sober
yourself.
Best friend, aka,
well,
I guess, just a babysitter.
She was pregnant, so she had.
Oh, she was pregnant. Oh my God, I have that right now. Ah, one of my friends is pregnant, and I'm like, This is so fun. Drive.
She can tell you everything you do.
I'm like, here's my car. Drive. Okay, so what did she say? Nothing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. She said, you were completely yourself. You didn't do anything to be like, oh, she attacked me. And I feel like that's such a strong word to use to
somebody. Do you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
No.
Are we all thinking of the Garcelle moment this season? I'm like, ah! Okay, but this is different because this is like white people. Garcelle is a black housewife, and this one, I'm just telling for the people who don't know, thank you though, love the camaraderie. Garcelle is this black housewife, and this one white housewife, her name is Dorit, who, she's from Connecticut, I think, but she's a student of the world and always has a new accent. It's just crazy. It's like there's always an update. She goes, you attacked me, or I feel very attacked, or something like that. And Garcelle was like, do not say the word attack. And I was like, get her, Garcelle. I was like, what? Okay, sorry. That was my mini ADHD tangent. Thank you for encouraging it, or just at least dealing with it. Yeah. Okay, so he felt attacked and you have no idea.
Yeah.
Is your husband here?
No.
Okay, so I will say when I was picking this one, I was like, oh, will we be informing the husband? I felt kind of like I had a moral dilemma because like on the Google forum and in the email, I said it like more times than I could not. Of like, you will be on camera, this will be recorded, and this is public. And so like, I was like, oh my God, what if her husband comes? Cause like people come with their partner. Hi, front row. Yeah, I am talking to you this time. Yep, I'm glad, good. We're learning curve. Whoop, or whoop, I guess for you guys. Anyways, yeah, so I was kind of hoping he would be here. Well, that's a bummer. So does he want to still be friends with him?
I guess, yeah.
Do you guys live close together?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, yeah. This is all really tracking.
And it's like very layered. Like he married this girl I grew up with and like all this shit. And I
want to
like
be really toxic and be like, give him an ultimatum. How much you like this? How much? Wait, but your husband still likes him? Or he's sort of understanding that he's not the same friend.
They've been friends for like 30 years, so I think it's just like, just because I've known this guy for this long, I'm going to be
friends
with him.
Honey, your husband's best friend is herpes. He's with you for life. You're locked in, doll. I hate to tell you.
I know.
Coming up here that you were walking dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, our condolences. Thank you so much, Sarah. Give her a warm round of deep applause.
Thank you so much.
Tell your husband to
cut the shit.
I think I will.
It's so insane. All right, guys, now, before we go. No, guys, there's still like an hour left of me of working, so calm down. I'm kidding. I love this. Don't make me go into TikTok reply to comment mode. I reply to so many TikTok comments, and then I delete it because I'm like, I look like I'm having a Kanye West moment. Okay. Like, I stand by everything I say, and then I private everything, and people are like, he felt ashamed, and I'm like, no. I don't want to fucking deal with you thinking you're right. Like, ugh. Anyways, before we go, it's time to learn about the people you've been sitting amongst this whole time. We have a birthday? Happy birthday. Come up here really quick. With your ID. With your ID. With your ID. There's another. Get up here with your ID. And what is that pin you're wearing? I'm kind of obsessed. I'm a bouncer. Wow, this is. I get why bouncers do what they do. Shout out Phil. I don't know if you were actually a bouncer. You were just out. You were the first person to greet me. And so I was. Your birthday? I was joking about the IDs, but everyone brought them. Oh my God, oh my God. Yeah, 3, 3, 2. Okay, so you're the youngest so far. 98?
98.
Ah, you're the same age as my little brother. Older brother? No, I'm actually joking. You brought it, so I feel like I should just to be like, thank you. 99. Oh my God, you guys were born a year apart. Anyways, happy birthday to them. How did this turn into this? It's like an Applebee's. I'm like, happy, happy birthday. It is your day. Da-da-da, whatever the fuck this else goes. Anyways, happy birthday to them, guys. This part was unplanned and we all feel uncomfortable. So let's just go back to our seats and forget it happened. Yeah, exactly. Oh, dear. This is why people are like, Chris, you should plan things out. And I'm like, but why? When you can have that Disney magic happen. Anyways, I wanted to, y'all to learn about who you've been sitting next to and the very few of you who filled out the fucking Google form. Well, you bought tickets too late, then I'll turn it back on you all. I'm the middle child of two brothers. I really don't give a fuck. I will fight for what's mine, even if it's not. All right. Very brave individuals submitted secrets. Your names will not be used. You can unclench. It's gonna be okay. The first one. These were crazy, guys, I have to say. Like, you really pulled through in this department, which is why I wanted y'all to fill out the fucking Google form. The first one. I hooked up with my ex a year after we broke up and secretly shared his location with myself without him knowing. No, this is on all of our Pinterest boards tonight. This was about a year ago and he still hasn't realized. Parentheses, okay, dumbass. He cheated so I can call him that. But I just use it to make sure I avoid seeing him ever, which is... I don't have the names for this because I said I would keep your privacy. But wow. It was... I really could have just fallen off my chair. Like, back there. Oh, I see. Yep, the little auction finger. We're at 200, do we have 250? Exactly. That's iconic behavior. I read that. You were like an early one too. And I was like, not only did you fill out this Google form, but... Icon. Welcome to Icon Air, board the plane. In high school, I used to regularly stalk the guy I liked. Like, sit outside his house in my car. Parentheses. In like a cute, the non-threatening way. Question mark. Was that you, Tito's? Oh, okay. That, doesn't that just, that's okay, it's a secret. I broke the secret code in Philly, I think. Someone came up and was like, that was me. And I was like, we were never supposed to know this. I was like, love your hair though. I invited a guy to hang out for drinks and a hookup. I forgot about this one. Okay, one second. For those listening, that was the caption of asterisk, giant wine chug. I invited a guy to hang out for drinks and a hookup. I didn't realize I was about to get my period. This is why I love having like a 98% female audience. And it's like, y'all are like, oh shit. We're in for a good one. Yeah, we started having sex for y'all are nuts. We started having sex for several minutes when I decided to look down and realized I was covered in my own blood, dripping down to my ankles. Guys, we're not even at the best part. Hello, Aunt Flo. No, she said hello. I'm your Aunt Flo. There was no hello, Aunt Flo. He said he didn't notice. We immediately stopped. I kicked him out and we never spoke again. The part about that of he said he didn't notice is that you brought it up. Hi, no, not in a shameful way. The fact that you had the like guts to be like, hold on, we have to stop. There's a crime scene going down my leg. to my ankle. I'm like average, and that's feet plural. My dog just threw up and shat so much blood, and that was traumatizing. For it to have been my own, I mean, this is just things men will never understand, but I digress. Wow, that one stopped me in my tracks, and apparently it stopped y'all in your tracks. One time I did Molly at Camp Flognaw because we all thought the special guest headliner was gonna be Frank Ocean. But then Drake came out. There, that was one of the best days to be on social media, I have to say. There is nothing better than not being at an event that you would be down to go to, and then everyone has the worst time. That was like Coachella with Frank Ocean. Everyone was pissed, and I was like, good. Oh my God, I mean, I could climax all over again. It would be fun if Drake came out, though. I put my grandma's toothbrush in the toilet multiple times. No. Let's not rule this out the way I did it first. Grandma. Bingo. No, that's, I don't know what grandma did. But I was like, how could you do that to your grandma? Because, like, I loved my grandma. And then I was like, no, I had a good grandma. What the fuck did this bitch do? She had a flashback. I hooked up with my friend, who's a girl, when I was 12, and I never told anyone. And then I got a random prank call months later saying someone knew about it, and I still never knew who she told. I'm like, a secret? Sweetheart, this is not a therapy application. That you, no, that's not shade. That's like, please go to, like, that needs to be worked out because that's horrifying. The way I would never trust a person again. Speaking of, I would never trust a person again. This is it, by the way. Like, this is the secret verbatim. I didn't edit this at all. Masturbated on an airplane in coach. Fucking turbulence, man. What the fuck? Listen, if I can watch Call Me By Your Name on a flight to Playlist Live Orlando, a 7-hour flight, and not even though that my khakis almost ripped, you can make it too. I don't know who that was, and I don't want to know who that was, but what the fuck? I've never been, I'm joining Air Patrol. Yeah, let's join it. Let's find this motherfucker. Lock the doors. I mean, like, what the, was it one of those flights where it's like everybody had a row to themselves or like an apartment to them? Like, listen. No, actually, don't listen. I don't need to. This doesn't need to be on me. One time, this guy got us a cab back to his place, and we started having sex in the back of the cab. I forgot about this one. I'm not proud of it, and I'm very sorry to that poor cab driver. Well, wow. Does your dad drive taxi cabs? And was he the man in the story? Because you really have some passion. I don't even feel bad for the cab driver. I feel bad for the next passengers. You know what it's like to get in a car and be like, what is... Tito's, you're funny. All I hear is in a quiet little room, it's damp. Alrighty then. No, that's what I was getting at. Thank you though. Last and final secret, not by coincidence. I never told, oh my God. Y'all, I'm like, why are y'all not on tour doing shows with a podcast? I never told my ex his brother was my first kiss. Right? I don't think he'd care. No. No, trust the process. I don't think he'd care. He's Russian and Ukrainian. He has bigger fish to fry. And with that, thank you so much for being a part of this episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens. You guys are everything and more. Now, before I go off stage, be sure to leave a rating and a review of this podcast. Keep cheering so we all don't hear me doing this. Subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. We do video episodes. And I love y'all. You guys have been amazing. Stick around, and I'll be back. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.